Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show. We want to thank you for joining us. Wow, a little weather change moving our way. The high today is going to be 73, a beautiful day. Tomorrow's high, 38, with a chance of about 6 inches of snow. Unbelievable. Well, first of all, let me go around the room, and we've got a jam-packed studio and a jam-packed show for you today. Well, I'll go around the room and my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to be here. Red, at your age, it's good to be anywhere.
Yes, sir. That is true. I don't deny that.
And Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting. Tina, good morning.
Good morning. It's always good to be here, Scott.
Absolutely. And our good legal friend, Kevin Flesh. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And Kevin's an attorney in town and helps us out on our Haystack Help radio show, as well as a partner here on Sportsman of Colorado. And then we're glad to have in studio Nicholas Payne. Nick, good morning.
Morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you. And Nicholas is the one that invited Red and I a few weeks ago to go down to Grand Junction and do the flyover, which we kind of talked about last week just for a few minutes and didn't want to give too much away there so we could talk about it this week. But we had a good time with Nick and went down and flew around on the western slope there with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. And we'll be talking about that in just a few more minutes. If you want to join in on the show today, you have any questions or talk about anything in the outdoors, give us a call, 303-477-5600. So I tell you what, Nick, let's just start with you. All right?
And, all right.
Spot right here, first thing here. First of all, Red and I really, really appreciate the invite the other day. That was cool. And wish we had a bigger plane. But, but no, it was very, very cool. But why don't you give a little bit of background, you know, on yourself, and then tell how you became the Colorado field rep.
Sure, sounds good. Well, my background is in wildlife biology. I got my degree at the University of Minnesota. Did quite a bit of field research with different animals, ranging from bats to black bear den surveys, you know, doing telemetry, tracking things like that. Also did a lot of trapping of different animals and immobilization, things like that. And after college, I went and worked for the Missouri Department of Conservation. Was actually studying an endangered bat species. We used to put little radio collars, glue things on them, put them on their back, and we would track them around where they were going, and we would figure out what trees they roost in and such. But since then, I was lucky enough to get this job with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership as the Colorado field rep. They were looking for somebody that had a good background in wildlife biology, someone that was a hunter and angler, which I've been doing for my whole life. And then also someone that, you know, understands some of the political side to conservation and especially public land management. So that's kind of how I fit in with that.
Yeah. Nick, what is your ability to have input with the BLM and stuff?
Well, that's a good question, actually. There's you know, a lot of different ways that we work with them. We work with them at the local field office level, and then we also work with them on the state level and the national level in D.C. You know, I like to think of my job as connecting, you know, hunters and anglers with, you know, decision makers out there that are, you know, making these decisions about our public lands and how they're going to be managed. So, you know, it's kind of connecting folks that you know, maybe don't have the time, they're working a full-time job, things like that, and they can't comment on, you know, these public land management issues, and that's my job, is to you know, work with these folks and get their thoughts and then convey that to the agency, and really make sure that they're doing the right things for hunting and fishing.
Sure. And tell us about the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership and what it is and what it consists of.
Sure. Well, the TRCP was founded in 2002. There was actually the founder, Jim Range, who has since passed, but he was a very well-known conservationist within the sportsman conservation community, and he saw a need for there to be sort of a collaboration between sportsman groups and, you know, different outdoor folks that, you know, could kind of come together and have one voice for sportsman issues. And so that was kind of the basis for him founding the TRCP, was he wanted to make sure that all these different groups could be on the same page with different issues, you know, whether it be the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation or Trout Unlimited or, you know, a local rod and gun club, that everybody would have their voice heard. And so that was kind of the idea behind the organization anyways, make sure that sportsmen came together and had a common voice for these issues. Right now we really focus on, like I said, partnerships, and we have over 100 partners across the U.S., different groups and organizations. We also work with, you know, different gear manufacturers, you know, fly shops and things like that. Here in Colorado, we have 3,000 members, individual members, and so we work with those folks quite a bit to forward conservation goals.
Okay. Where do you get your funding? And then tell us what your mission statement is.
Sure. So we get our funding from a number of different sources. We get some from foundations that will fund a specific, you know, a specific specific policy that we're working on, something like that. We also get donations from a number of thousands, really, of individuals across the U.S. that, you know, chip in anywhere from $5 to, you know, we have some donors that, you know, give upwards of $5,000-$10,000 a year. So it's really kind of a range of things. And you know, we do a lot of work putting in for grants and funding, like to fund, you know, specific proposals and things like that. As far as our mission statement, it's basically to guarantee every American quality places to hunt and fish. You know, it's a pretty straightforward mission statement, and one of the key words in there is quality places to hunt and fish. You know, we really need, you know, good habitat and access and things like that, maintaining that. So, you know, that's what we really strive for, is having those good public lands out there for us to get out on.
So what's the focus? I know that the organization is national in scope, but let's just talk about Colorado now. What are the things that the organization is doing in Colorado?
Yeah, sure. So right now our big campaign that we're working on is BLM backcountry lands. So basically a couple of years ago, some of us basically talking around a bonfire and, you know, thought about...
And that's where the best ideas come from.
Yeah. and so we basically realized that there's all these intact, undeveloped chunks of BLM land that are providing excellent habitat, and you know, hunters and anglers are going out there and they're using these lands year after year, and they're just kind of in limbo. They're not, you know, not conserved for any particular reason. So we decided that we wanted to move forward with a campaign that would make sure that these lands stay as they are, and that, you know, basically maintain the Western way of life on these lands. So whether it be, you know, ranching or hunting and fishing or, you know, other forms of recreation, that, you know, all those things remained open and you know, possible for folks to do, you know, future generations and make sure those lands are still there.
Right. Now, is TRCP also involved in sort of helping the federal agencies to manage these areas as well, or giving some suggestions about that, or is it more preservation of the land itself and only that?
Well, we work real closely on the land management processes that the federal agencies go through. So you got the, you know, BLM and the Forest Service, and, you know, they're the ones that they basically complete these land management plans that last about 20 years and dictate what kinds of things can happen on the landscape. And so, you know, we participate in all these public processes through these land management plans to make sure that hunters and anglers have a voice, you know, and a seat at the table.
Yeah. Our guest is Nicholas Payne. He is a Colorado field rep for Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. And as I mentioned, Red and I were able to go down to Grand Junction last week and do the flyover with them, which was really a really cool insight to what all they do. And so, Nick, if people do want to get involved in helping with this, how do they go about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways folks can get involved. The easiest way is to go to our website, trcp.org. We've got a ton of things on the website there where you can, you know, click on different links and that'll, you know, bring you to action pages and things like that. And you can check out all the different issues that we're working on. And then, you know, I wanted to give out the BLM in Grand Junction. They're taking comments right now on their resource management plan. And the email for them is GJFO. Underscore RMP at BLM.gov, and folks can submit comments to them pretty much any time over email there.
So that's a direct link to the people that are looking at those management plans.
Yep, that's
comments
right.
Relating to it. Awesome.
Great. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you have any questions for Nick, give us a call. Before our break here, let me tell you about one of our sponsors, Summertime Charters out of Valdez, Alaska. And Rod Myers was on our show last week. You can reach Rod directly at 303-929-6889. And I tell you what, you need to check out their website. It is a beautiful boat. It is a 57-foot boat. I believe that was right, Ray.
Yeah.
And it is gorgeous. SummertimeAlaskaCharters.com. Again, Rod is local, and I like that effect. So you're really not doing something just over the internet. You can meet with Rod, sit down, work out the trip. It's really designed to accommodate about 4 to 6 guests, and he'll go through all the things about the halibut fishing and everything, but it's going to be a pretty cool deal. And Kevin, I think you're looking to go there maybe in 2015.
Yep, we are. And actually, Rod and I have been trading emails this week, and he's been great, responsive, and really interested in what my family wants to do. And so I'm really excited about it. Yeah, we're pretty well booked up for 2014. Well, but
if you need somebody to carry your bags,
there you go.
Red and I are welcome.
There you go.
To do that. Yeah. Rod Myers, 303-929-6889 for Summertime Charters. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back with Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, right after this break.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality, handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trade-in values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our studio, as I mentioned, is jam-packed. We have Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, Kevin Flesh, fleshlaw.com, Nicholas Payne. Nicholas is the Colorado field rep for the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, and we'll be coming back to him here in just a moment. Let me say one thing. You want to make sure all your fun toys, not only your home and car, but ATV, guns, all that are insured properly. And let me tell you about our friends at GIA Insurance, Group Insurance Analyst. Paul Lenigro is a good partner with us. Ask for Yana, 303-423-0162, and make sure you got proper coverage on all of your guns and, like I say, ATV, boats, toys, whatever, but they are gun-friendly people, and they can advise you in the right way to make sure you have the right coverage. And we want to thank Paul and Group Insurance Analysts for supporting Sportsman of Colorado. 303-423-0162. Their website is e-gia.com. All right, Tina, you were on our Haystack show this week, and so appreciate you coming in twice for us and everything. But and again, I always like to start out because sometimes people are catching us for the first time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you got to becoming who you are today.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Do we have enough time?
Yeah. You got about 30 years here. I didn't grow up shooting. My dad had a 22 rifle that he kept behind the bedroom door for our protection, and he warned us kids, don't ever touch it because it'll kill you. And but I learned how to shoot because I had boyfriends who were either in the military or law enforcement. But I really didn't get involved in instructing professionally until our son was in Cub Scouts. And by the way, I'm on a shout out to Troop 554 out of Littleton, who are on their way out to the Air Force Academy this morning. Morning, boys. But our son was in Cub Scouts, and they needed somebody to run the shooting range for the day camp for scouts, and you go to one of those volunteer meetings where you try not to make eye contact with anybody, but they needed somebody, and they said, hey, you shoot, why don't you do that? And I said, well, why don't I? So I ran the Valley District of Boy Scouts, their day camp, for about 5 years, and if you know anything about scouts, you run a couple hundred scouts a day through that, right, that camp. So I figured if I could teach 8-year-old boys how to shoot, I could teach grown-ups.
I could teach men.
So you guys don't scare me. Right. But so that's really how I got started. I got to tell you, I love it. In the about 5 years that we've been doing this, Straightforward Shooting has qualified probably close to about 2,000 Coloradans for their concealed handgun permit.
And Tina is an NRA certified instructor. They cover basic pistol, rifle, muzzle-loading rifle, and, of course, CCW handgun training. So let's kind of hit those three classes a little bit. Basic pistol, kind of give us an idea of everything you cover there.
Well, the NRA basic pistol course is really designed for people who don't know too much about shooting, or maybe they haven't been shooting for a long time. You know, you learned as a kid, now you're grown up, you maybe want to take it up as a sport. So really, we do go over the basics, the parts, ammunition, how to clean a gun. We'll actually field strip and clean in class, and how to buy a gun, how to store a gun. We do go over ammunition and the differences between ammunition, and then we spend an hour on the range actually shooting. Same with the concealed carry class, a little bit different focus. We're really focusing on the laws as they apply to concealed carry in the state of Colorado. Things like, how do you get your permit? Why do you need a permit? You know, where can you carry and where can't you? When do you shoot and should you? And really, we start with the basic premise in those classes with attitude. A lot of people think it's kind of cool to be able to come to Colorado. You know, here in Colorado, you can get your carry permit relatively easily. But is it appropriate for you? So we do spend a lot of time on attitude and when you should shoot and when you shouldn't. And, of course, we do refer our good friend Kevin Flesh as our as Straightforward Shooting's attorney of choice. For those cases when, God forbid, if you are involved in a shooting, that's the first person you should be calling.
Well, it really is. And, I want a gun-friendly guy that's right there.
Absolutely.
I don't want to just have it, calling your family and go, hey, I'm in jail, look in the yellow pages, or go to the internet and find a criminal law attorney, because you don't know what you're going to get there.
Well, that's true. Your nephew that just graduated from DU is probably not the guy.
Yeah. And Kevin's number, by the way, 303-806-8886, and we say this on our Haystack show on Fridays with Kevin. You ought to put that number in your phone, because I'm telling you what, if and when, and hopefully you never have to, you do have to pull your weapon and use it, Kevin is one of the first people you want to talk to.
Probably the only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
you can talk to any lawyer.
Go ahead and take just a second, Kevin. We can kind of...
Yeah. Well,
you and Tina, but
with what Tina's talking about in her training that she gives everybody, one of the things, once you discharge your weapon in your home or somewhere else against an intruder or someone else, you know that the police are going to get involved. And so you want to make sure that you're going to be in shock anyway. And Red, we've talked about this previously.
Yes, absolutely.
The biggest thing that you want to do is not make any statements to anybody. Immediately call our office. And our office number, if there's an emergency line, so that in the event that it is an emergency, it comes directly to my cell phone. So any time of the day, you call and you don't make any statements to anybody. And then you get me on the phone. I give you some advice. You settle down and you wait to talk to any police officer or anything else, even though you've probably done nothing wrong in the sense of you've got defenses and those sorts of things. You don't want to make any statements that can be used against you later.
And it's very easy, and that's what you and I have talked about. It's very easy, to say something in the heat of the moment, and boy, you've got an adrenaline dump,
right?
And your brain's not really thinking is like it ought to be, and you say something, and then you think it's innocent, and boy, then the police come back and want to use that against you, or a lawyer for the person that you shot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Tina, you even all of the training that you do for people, I'm sure you still see, even in training sessions, the adrenaline pumping for people. And
well, we do, in addition to the basic pistol and the concealed handgun course, we do also do a three-day workshop, a holster workshop, so that, it's not enough that you have your concealed carry permit. You have to continue to practice. Now you've made the decision that you're going to carry concealed. You need to select a concealment device, mm-hmm. and you need to practice with it, because drawn from your holster isn't as easy as it is as it looks on TV. It really is kind of hard. So we do a three-day workshop. So that's all we do, is we focus on the mechanics of drawing from a holster and presenting to a defensive position. And
That alone takes a long time to get good at it.
It does, you know, and you really got to practice it. But we take people out to Ben Lomond Gun Club so we can move and shoot out there. And really, you know, we're not drill sergeants, really. But we want to put a little bit of pressure on you to make sure so we can kind of simulate that adrenaline rush. And I got to tell you, if you put yourself in that headspace where you're simulating a criminal attack, it's much different than when you're standing there shooting at a static target. Mm-hmm. So,
and Kevin, you know, we've kind of talked about it before, and so I'll just kind of run through this for time's sake. But let's take in your home.
Yes.
You know, you shoot the bad guy. Bad guy's down. Whatever. You call 911. And this is something that you need to say word for word, okay, is I've been the victim of a crime.
Correct. Right? You call 911 because, remember, those things are being taped. Mm-hmm. So that's your first ability, and you have to call 911.
Sure.
You call 911. You say, I've been a victim of a break-in or whatever has happened. I have taken care of the situation. I have deployed a weapon, and the perpetrator is down. I need somebody here right away.
Right.
And that's it.
And then hang up, really.
Yes.
And here's things we talked about off air, too.
Give them your address. So that, I mean, they'll be able to get it. But
and maybe
make sure,
describe what you're wearing.
Correct.
So they know who's a good
yep.
guy and bad guy.
That's exactly yep. right.
Okay. And, you know, the reason why we say hang up is, you know, it's going to be an emotional thing for the whole family, probably if the wife's standing in the corner. I can't believe you shot him.
Right.
I mean, you don't need that going on tape.
You know,
that's
not – that. Yeah. Actually, I have a number of cases where you're not listening to the people in the front that are yeah. having the conversation. You hear the stuff in the background, and that stuff yeah, – you're absolutely right. Get off the phone as quickly as you can.
Right. And then we've always heard from some people that said – you know, you need to take the weapon in and unload it and secure it in a safe place. Then you've messed with a crime scene.
That's right. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is, if you are in a situation where you have family, you want to keep people away from the shooting scene, the immediate area, so that they have that. You do not want to do anything to that weapon. You want to keep it in your possession, and you can put it somewhere away from everybody if you wish to do that. But alternatively, you just hold on to it, because they'll want to take GSR, make sure that you're the only person that used the weapon, and that they'll get gun residue from your hands, things like that. They'll want to know how many shots were fired and that sort of thing. And those are all things that are important. I, quite frankly, if you can, I would stay in the area where you're at and just stay there until the police arrive.
Right.
Especially if you've got someone that has been shot, you'll want to give any aid that's necessary, because certainly we want to be humanitarian about this. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you don't do anything to the crime scene, so somebody can't say later, oh, you knew that you did something wrong. You started cleaning stuff up, or you started changing things that weren't necessary.
You know, Kevin, this information that you're giving out just emphasizes the need for people who already even have their concealed carry weapons yeah. to go to classes and get refreshed
yes.
on what the law allows and different things like that. And classes like Tina has are just so valuable for that.
Now, and you have to remember that law enforcement, generally speaking, and this is a generality, you're not going to find this with every police officer, but generally speaking, they're the ones that want to be taking care of these situations. They don't want you to self-help. And so when they get to that crime scene, you're going to be a person that they're looking at as the person that's at fault here. And it's not going to be a positive experience. You know, they're going to immediately look at what's going on and be critical of what has happened.
Yeah, Kevin, is it a fair statement to say that, you know, law enforcement really... you know, and nobody likes to think of, you know, our law enforcement as against you, but really their job is to preserve evidence and to preserve the case for the prosecution.
It is. As well, they have sort of a belief, many of the police departments, that they're the only ones that should be doing this thing, you know. And on the street, they don't really appreciate the citizenry taking things on their own. So that you have to consider, too. And what it means is, in my experience with law enforcement in general, is if you respect them, they're going to respect you.
Absolutely.
But you have to get through that first few minutes of time to make sure that they realize, okay, this is a real person that's not an idiot, and they understand the process, and they're doing the right things, and they also understand the severity of the situation. And that's the critical piece.
And immediately after, so the police show up. You can tell them your name.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you have to tell
yeah,
them your name.
Tell them your name, that kind of thing. But then when they say, okay, what happened?
Yeah.
That's where you say,
Yep, I'm sorry. On the advice of counsel, I'm not making any statements.
Well, I know that, Kevin, but, you know, we just need to know a couple of things.
Yep, one of the things that'll happen...
You just keep saying that.
Right, and good trained officers, once they hear on advice of counsel, constitutional issue, I can't ask you any more questions. And if they do continue to proceed, say, no, I'm done talking to you. You have every right to say to a police officer, I am not speaking with you. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of it. And everybody has to, you know, I get so many clients not in a gun-related situation that think they can talk their way out of something. You can't. None of us can. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm pretty well equipped to talk to police officers, but in that sort of situation, less is more. Never speak to them if you have to. They're just gathering information, and they don't know what's going on at the time. And you may think you're not making any statements that will incriminate you at some point, but there's always weird stuff that people say. Yeah. You're like, what? Why did you say that? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just the heat of the moment, the adrenaline and everything else. Stop talking.
I've had myself in that situation before, and I go, why in the world did I say that?
Stop digging that hole.
And you know, you can't take it back.
No.
You can't take it back.
Oh, no. And they remember those statements.
They do.
They don't remember the other ones that don't really, that help you, but they definitely, and you have training in law enforcement. That's the funny part.
And you know, even with a background in law enforcement, I still realize how important it is to get refreshed. And have classes regularly, at least once a year, and maybe more than that, you know, to get refreshed on what you can do and what you cannot do.
Right.
Because you're going to react according to how you are trained. And they drilled that into us in law enforcement. And so you have to have the right training
right.
in order to react correctly.
Yeah, Tina, I mean, you would talk about it in your training. If the bad guy has got your front door open and is trying to get out the door, you don't shoot him in the back.
Absolutely.
As much as you would like to.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, too, Rhett, and I'm going to touch on this, too, why training is so important, especially here in Colorado, is, you know, and we have all seen it, you know, the gun legislation that's come through the last year has changed a lot of things. You know, it's changed the way we defend ourselves in our homes, and more importantly, how we defend ourselves outside our homes. So those laws change, you know, every minute here. You know, the legislature is busy passing laws, and so hopefully next year we'll see some of the repeals on some of those. But you know, they have changed a lot.
We got to take a break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back with Tina Francone right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. I'm my partner, Red Merrill. We have Nicholas Payne in studio. Nicholas is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, and our good buddy Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law. So, Tina, let's talk just a minute about the rifle aspect of the training. What's involved in that training?
Well, we do teach the NRA basic rifle and shotgun classes. It follows the NRA format, and, you know, we do go over parts, ammunition. I really think the most valuable part of that is the actual physical part of cleaning, the practical aspect of it. Well, okay, the shooting part is the fun part, but, you know, we go over shooting positions and how to shoot. My goal in all these classes is to really make sure that you're being safe with your firearm, and after you shot your target, that you understand it. So many people, you know, they shoot and they don't know why they're doing what it is they're doing. And, you know, you can look at your target. I can look at your target and evaluate and coach you to a better shooting position. You should be able to walk away from there understanding your target, knowing what you need to practice on. So when you do go shoot by yourself, that time for you is productive and you're not just, you know, throwing lead down the, you know, right, down to the end of the target.
And then what about the muzzle loading?
Muzzle loading. Oh, that's my favorite, I think. Muzzle loading, you know, we don't have, you know, much call for it. But, you know, as we get closer to hunting season, a lot of people are hunting with muzzle loaders. And so we'll be doing a class probably July for muzzle loading. And that's kind of a specialized area, but sure is a lot of fun.
Our number is 303-477-5600. If you have any questions for Tina, Kevin, or Nick, give us
or
a
Red.
Call. Or Red, yeah. Red's a wealth of knowledge. And stay tuned for all you fishermen. Our next segment at 7:45, we're going to have Austin Parr with Discount Fishing Tackle. And be hitting some fishing here in just a moment. Again, Tina is an NRA-certified instructor. Her website, straightforwardshooting.com. Tina's number, 720-989-9662. Let's go to the phones. We've got Laura on the line. Laura, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. How can we help you?
I'm thinking of taking a class, but I just don't know what kind of handgun to buy.
Well, you know, Laura, before you buy a handgun, it's probably a good idea to come to class. So many people purchase their firearm and find out later, well, you know, I really don't like this a whole bunch. You know, we do our training out at the firing line in Aurora. That's 20 South Potomac Avenue in Aurora. And, you know, we have firearms there for you. The range has firearms. You can pick them up. You can handle them. You can shoot them. So, you know, my advice to you is to try before you buy. So, you know, you might not find something that you love, but you might find something that you know you wouldn't buy. So I think that's valuable in and of itself. So not necessary to have a firearm if you want to come in and take a class.
You know what I think another really important thing too, Laura, is go to a store where the people are well-trained in, you know, not only selling firearms, but knowing the firearm.
Yeah,
where you can actually, like she said, I think all these places are crazy for not having a firing range where you can go yep. handle guns, you know. But sometimes, their space just doesn't allow that, or the place where their building is built. But I think going to place, and, you know, Red and I were just out last week at Grand Prix Motorsports, which, if you haven't been to Grand Prix out there off County Line in Santa Fe, you need to go out there. They have had a very nice gun store for a few years, and it has really, no pun intended, exploded. I mean, Red, they got a ton of guns up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really, really do. And what I like about it, all the guys up there, just listening to them and being in there a few times and asking questions myself, all of them are very well trained in knowing the weapon itself. And sometimes, you know, some of the big box stores, whatever the case may be, and like I say, you've got some great people at all these stores, but sometimes they transferred them over from fishing because they needed someone that called in sick, and you don't really know. So you need somebody that really knows the weapons, and as I mentioned, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you said something. No, I was about to say something. You know, a lot of these places, like Tina was talking about, has rental programs. Mm-hmm. So you can rent a weapon for an hour and try it out.
Right.
That's a great way of getting a sense of what things you're looking for, the weight, the balance, all of those sorts of things in a handgun that work for you. So don't be in a rush to buy that handgun until you try a bunch of them. Right. Make sure you feel what's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, Laura, it's not like Nordstrom. You know, I go buy a pair of shoes at Nordstrom and I decide I don't like them. I can take them back and they say, well, Mrs. Francone, would you like that in cash or do you want that back on your card? When you buy a firearm, it's yours. And you know, I'd be happy. You just give me a call. I'd be happy to go gun shopping with you. You know, that's one of my favorite things.
All of us be happy to go gun shopping with you. All right, Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Tina's number is 720-989-9662. And I'll go ahead and mention Grand Prix again. Their guns, they're located out at 3105 West County Line in Littleton. I'm telling you, ATVs, they just got in. They got a lot of things going on out there, which I think we'll be hearing about in the coming weeks. But got in some very cool Indian motorcycles, Red. We saw those. Those were sharp. But ATVs and, like I say, guns. Guys, you want guns. Ladies, you want guns and ammo. You need to get out there. I mean, they are jammed. They got great optics, they ARs. I mean, everything that you could need, they've got upstairs there. So go check them out, and I think they open at 9 o'clock today. Our number is 303-477-5600. And Tina, let's go over pricing just a little bit and then what you do for us.
Sure. For a Sportsman of Colorado, you know, normally our concealed handgun course is $175. For a Sportsman of Colorado listeners, it's $150. And get on now. I know some of you guys are sitting out there, you're thinking $175. Well, I could take that $59.95 class. And you could. I'll tell you, you'll get a better product, you'll get a better education with us. We do spend the time with you. We do spend an hour on the range. It's a 2-to-1 ratio, student to instructor, so we can work with you. We can work with your shooting style and work with, you know, what it is that you want to work on, particularly when it comes to concealed handgun, because bullseye shooting is not the same as defensive shooting. So we want to make sure that you have at least an understanding of how you should be practicing and how to read your target before we let you go, and certainly before I sign your certificate.
So. All right. And what is the ratio of men to women in your classes?
You know, it's interesting. When I first started this, I thought, well, I'm just going to market to women because I'm a girl. But really, it's about 60-40 women to men. And it is skewed a little. The age is a little bit older than I thought I would be seeing. Honestly, in a typical class, we have, we'll probably have late middle 30s to late middle 70s. So, and that's the beauty of shooting. I mean, shooting's a sport for just about everybody. You can be young, you can be old, you can have a physical handicap. You don't have to be a triathlete in order to enjoy shooting.
And they need to bring about 50 rounds.
At least 50 rounds.
At least 50 rounds.
Well, more is better, but
720-989-9662, straightforwardshooting.com is the website. And Tina, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
It's closeout time here at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and if you give us a chance, you won't be sorry. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, highest trade-in values, and the quickest and easiest buying experience ever. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLyleChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I tell you, we're going to put a little line in the water now, so to speak, with our good friend Austin Parr with Discount Fishing Tackle. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
We're doing great, bud. Thanks for getting up a little early with us and talk a little fishing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to give a little local report as well as maybe heading up into the mountains a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
So to start with, I'd like to start with Chatfield Reservoir. The walleye bite is definitely beginning to pick up out on Chatfield, but the night bite has definitely been the most productive bite out there. Guys have been heading out in their boats and trolling at night back in the no-wake zone, and then on the east side of the dam near Plum Creek, they've been pulling planer boards, and the most productive baits lately have actually been some longer suspending jerk baits, such as Smithwick Rogues and Rapala Husky Jerks.
What depth are they trolling in?
A lot of guys are going out there, and it kind of just depends upon the area, but a lot of guys are focusing on the river channel and some of the gravel beds in anywhere from 16 to even a little bit deeper. I was there last night catching fish in over 20 feet of water.
Wow, okay. So have they come off the spawning at this point, do you think, in Chatfield?
It's going to be right on the tail end of it right now. There's definitely a few fish spawning, and on the dam, the Division of Wildlife will have their gill nets up until April 15th. So until about then, you know, you're going to be still having a few fish that are going to still be on the spawn out there.
Awesome. And Austin, you are guiding out there now, right? So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
There, actually, absolutely. Yeah, we're running guide trips out there out of my boat. I'm running a 17-foot aluminum craft out there, and you know we're starting to book now, and you know going to be going all the way through the summer. So as far as those guide trips go, it's going to be focusing on walleye, but if anyone wanted to try and catch a few trout or definitely some smallmouth bass out there as well, we're going to be doing all of that.
Nice. So what else is going on with the area lakes? I was out in Cherry Creek last weekend, and it was pretty dead, but I think they've pulled the nets now from the riprap on the dam. And have you heard anything about any of the other lakes around the metro area?
I mean, as far as Cherry Creek, it's going to kind of be the same thing as Chatfield. The night bite is going to be definitely the most productive bite. The day bite anywhere, as far as for the walleye, has been pretty slow. I've been hearing a few guys have also been heading out to Bear Creek and been catching some stalker trout in the morning time and then in the evening. And then a few guys have been going out there after dark. You can't stay at Bear Creek quite as long as you can at Chatfield. But guys have also been throwing some jerk baits along the rocks and been having some success.
Now, do you know if there's any rainbows running up into Bear Creek from the lake? Is there any rainbows in that lake that would be spawning this time of year?
That kind of happened a little bit earlier.
Okay.
As far as up above Bear Creek, it doesn't happen quite as much as it does above Chatfield. Earlier in the year, there was a pretty good rainbow spawn that moved up out of Chatfield, and there's some nice fish that move up there as well. I'm talking even up over 20 inches.
Yeah. And you think that's pretty much done at this point?
I mean, there's going to be a little bit left, but for the most part, those are going to be pretty done. That runs a pretty sporadic run anyways. You can go up there one day, and you can have a ton of fish, and the very next day, they can all be moved out.
Nice.
Now, Austin, let's say you, for your guided trips there, you got somebody that just doesn't fish much. They don't even have a rod or whatever. Is that something that you can either work out a rental, or if they book through you, you can help them with that, or how does that work?
All the rods included in the price are all included. You know, they're all included. So
oh, okay.
I have a full lineup of St. Croix rods paired with Shimano reels. And, you know, I actually recommend even guys who do have rods, I like to hand them mine just to make sure that they're set up in the proper way.
Sure.
And, Austin, with the trolling that you guys are doing right now, is this sort of straight-line trolling, or are you doing some lead core, or how are you getting those baits in the water?
Everything at the moment is going to be straight-line, and then also running with the planer boards.
Okay.
So, and I'm just kind of working with some different depths on some lures. Last night I caught a few fish on some deeper husky jerks with a little bit bigger bill to dive a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
But lately it's been a lot of just kind of standard jerk baits out there.
And speed an issue? I mean, are you going slow or fast? What's working?
You know, I'm kind of going medium. Last night I was going about 2.5 miles an hour, I mean, which is kind of medium fast out there.
Yeah.
You know, just enough to be able to get some of those bigger jerk baits some good action. If you go too slow, some of those guys aren't. You know, they're not having enough wobble to them.
So any besides the trolling, once you get into, are you finding that if you get into a school of fish, then you're able to go back and jig some of them up, or are you just doing the trolling?
Pretty much at night, it's been a lot of the trolling.
Okay.
And, you know, to tell you the truth, it's kind of a sporadic bite. You know, you'll go for a while, and you'll pick up a fish here, you'll pick up a fish there. And, you know, it's tough to get them completely schooled up right now and really get on a lot of fish. A little bit later in the summertime, all those fish tend to school up, and you can get them on all the humps more towards the middle of the lake. And if someone's looking for numbers, getting out into, you know, the middle of May or early June is definitely the time when you can go out there and catch 60 or 70 fish in a morning.
So, yeah, go ahead.
No, discount fishing tackle. Just want to tell you where you can go in and talk to Austin. And if you're not used to all this lingo,
Red was going, I'm sitting over here with my, yeah. What is he talking about?
Yeah, but this is a great chance you can go in and visit with Austin. That's Discount Fishing Tackle in Santa Fe. It's 2645 South Santa Fe, right, Austin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what days are you normally there?
You know, I'm there Monday through Thursday in the evenings, and then all day on Saturday.
Okay, great. And I'm telling you, this is a great store, and, you know, I'm just going to be honest here, Austin. Don't be fooled by the outside of the building, okay? Because you will not find a finer store in Denver in Colorado, really, that has a lot of great equipment. And really, for the guy that's got a few bucks or the guy that's got some money to spend, I mean, you can about fit them in anything right there.
Yes, sir.
The other nice thing about the shop, I went in last week. I'm going up to the Bighorn in Montana, leaving here on location, I guess, the next couple of days. Went in and I needed some fleece, and they had fleece on discount. I mean, cheap price, which was exactly what I needed for what I'm doing. And met Austin, and we just talked for a while. It's one of those shops where you go in, the guys know what they're talking about. They're going to give you the advice that you need. And then most likely, whether it's fly fishing or gear or other stuff, they're going to have it. And they're going to get you in the right direction pretty quickly.
That's Discount Fishing Tackle in Austin Parr. And Austin, thank you very much. And we appreciate all the support you give our show.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
All right, bud. We'll be in touch. We're going to come out and do one of those trips with you.
That sounds good, Scott.
All right. And our next caller will probably want to get in that boat as well. Dan That's Johnson, right. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You want to go do some fishing on Chatfield? We got a guide.
Yeah. That's okay. Right down the street from me.
All right, man.
All right.
Well, Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, our good friend and a major supporter of our show, and we appreciate that so much. And so how was last week for you guys? Sell some vehicles?
Oh, man, we're killing it. But we got great deals. So, Silverado, up to $8,500 off. We're selling the little Cruise. You can lease one of those, nothing down, under $200 a month. I mean, I think we sold 40 cars last week, 40 cars and trucks. So
wow.
Good week. It's going on. People recognize a good deal.
No doubt. You got any kind of service specials going on right now if we need to get our car in or truck in?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're always super competitive on our oil changes. Our oil changes, normal oil changes, is $19.95. Of course, diesels and synthetics is a little bit more, but it's still much cheaper than a grease monkey.
Yeah, no doubt. And, going to a place like your, if you do see something else in a grease monkey, they ain't even looking for anything else. They're going to change your oil and send you on your way,
Yeah, so, yeah, and it usually is $50
By
the time you walk out of there.
Absolutely. And I always want to mention your body shop and really an award-winning body shop. And, I mean, I've had a few occasions to use it. And I've sent a lot of friends there all the way from, minor scrapes to severe accidents to hail damage. I mean, you can do it all.
Yep. We're one of the few Chevy dealers left with the body shop. And, we use all, OEM, original manufacturer parts. We don't let the insurance companies skimp on you. And like you've said before, you have a choice. You can bring it to us. You don't have to go where your insurance company tells you to go.
Right. And if by chance, if you get into an accident, whatever, of course, Kevin Flesh is here in studio with us, but if, Kevin can help you on that end, but if you take your vehicle to Dan and maybe your policy doesn't have rental on there, get with Dan, tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, and he'll get a rental even worked out for you there. So, Dan, we appreciate your time, and we'll get by and see you this week, and I appreciate it.
Okay, Scott. Take care.
All right. Thank you. So, Nick, let's wrap up one question with you. And what do you see, and we only got about 45 seconds here, but what do you see in the coming years as far as conservation and what all you guys are going to be working on?
Well, it's a good question. I think over the next couple of years here, we're going to be pushing pretty hard on this BLM backcountry campaign. We really want to make sure that some of these lands stay intact and open to hunting and fishing. I'd like to give a quick shout out to some of our partners that are working on this. Colorado Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, the Colorado Wildlife Federation, the National Wildlife Federation, the Rocky Mountain Bighorn Society, Western Native Trout Initiative, and Trout Unlimited.
All right. A lot of good partners there. Wow. I feel like going, good night, John Boyd, and saying goodbye to everybody. But, man, we got a room full. So, for my partner, Red Merrill, and Tina Francone, thank you very much. Kevin Flesh, thank you. Nicholas Payne, thank you as well. Have a great weekend. Get out today and enjoy the 70-degree weather, snow tomorrow right here in the Mile High City. And we'll be back next week with more of Sportsman of Colorado.